Where do you find the Ten Commandments in the New Testament? Oftentimes, we have a tendency to overlook what the Bible says unless it's an exact reproduction of the commandment. And so when we look at the seventh commandment that speaks of thou shalt not commit adultery, we want to see those exact words in the New Testament. And we can find them in a number of places. But I thought for a moment today, you might think of an aspect of this that might not normally come to mind. And it's a passage that we find in the book of Ephesians. And in Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 30, it addresses an aspect of that commandment to be loyal and not commit adultery. And here's what Ephesians chapter 5, verse 30 talks about. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, of his bones. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife. And it says, the two shall become one flesh. Oftentimes, we forget the great significance of that command not to commit adultery, to have a loyalty and a commitment to our spouse. Here we find that God inspired to recognize the connection between husbands and wives and Christ and the church. And in fact, in verse 32, he says that very thing. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. And so that is so important when we recognize that when we're given a command to be loyal to our spouse, that we're recognizing a greater spiritual truth. We have to have loyalty and commitment to Jesus Christ, to God the Father. We have to be a pure church. We have to be a church that is dedicated to our Savior and to our Father. And so the command not to commit adultery should also remind us that there should be nothing that comes between us, between God and us, our relationship. It has to be rock solid, loyal. And so we would never commit adultery in any way, either physically, spiritually, or in any order. And so as you consider that seventh commandment, remember that teaching, that we're representing a greater spiritual truth in Christ and the church. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.